Picture Copenhagen, 2009. The world's most powerful leaders gathered for what was supposed to be humanity's definitive moment, a global climate agreement that would save civilization. Instead, they delivered spectacular failure. Nations pointed fingers, negotiations collapsed, and hope evaporated. Taking charge of the wreckage was Christiana Figueres, tasked with the seemingly impossible: unite 195 countries behind a climate accord when trust had shattered completely. Her first press conference question cut to the bone: is a global agreement even possible? Her instinctive answer, "not in my lifetime," revealed the real obstacle wasn't politics or economics, it was belief itself. That moment of brutal honesty became her transformation. 6 years later, those same nations stood together in Paris, unanimously adopting history's first universal climate accord. What changed wasn't the science or the stakes, it was the story people told themselves about what was achievable. For 12,000 years, the Holocene epoch provided climate stability. Temperatures varied by just 1 degree Celsius, allowing humanity to grow from scattered tribes to 8 billion people. We shattered that equilibrium in 50 years. The question isn't whether we'll experience climate change, we're living it, but which version of 2050 we'll inhabit. One path leads to a world 3°C warmer. Emergency go bags become routine. Water taps sit locked or coin-operated. Food production swings wildly as climate zones shift faster than crops adapt. Ancient diseases emerge from thawing permafrost. Wildfires consume carbon-absorbing forests, accelerating warming beyond human control. Discussions of human extinction become commonplace. Yet another path remains open, one where communities grow stronger through shared resilience. Cities like Madrid transform from desertification risk to green oases. Global forest cover reaches 50%. Electric railways replace domestic flights. These aren't distant scenarios. They're the actual stakes of choices we're making right now, this decade, in boardrooms and voting booths worldwide. After that disastrous first press conference, Figueres realized something profound. Impossible isn't a fact, it's an attitude. The Buddha understood millennia ago that optimism enables progress, a wisdom modern neuroscience confirms through neuroplasticity. Our brains physically reshape based on persistent thought patterns. Figueres transformed herself into a beacon of possibility, practicing daily meditation and intentional perspective shifts even when setbacks mounted. This wasn't naive hope, it was stubborn, gritty determination, the kind that sustained Martin Luther King Jr., Gandhi, and Malala Yousafzai against impossible odds. The Paris negotiations resembled weaving an elaborate tapestry with thousands of inexperienced weavers, nearly 200 nations, hundreds of diplomats, thousands of participants. Each thread represented different stakeholders, perspectives, solutions. Progress required careful interventions to unblock energy, seeing negotiations not as something to control, but as a landscape of potential. Despite daily dark news about rising emissions and political resistance, stubborn optimism sustained the process. History shows that seemingly insurmountable obstacles, from ending apartheid to eradicating smallpox, yielded to persistent, optimistic action. Climate change invites us to rise to the next level of our adaptive ingenuity. Our economic model assumes scarcity, not enough for everyone, so we must compete. This mindset has driven extraction and environmental degradation for centuries. But what if we're asking the wrong questions? During the 2014 Lima climate negotiations, China's minister Xi Zhenhua offered a radical reframe: move from competition toward collaboration and abundance. Through delicate negotiations, a new understanding emerged: reducing emissions benefits both individual nations and the planet collectively. This mindset shift unlocked the door to Paris. Countries now recognize that clean development creates abundance through more jobs, cleaner air, and habitable cities. When motivated by collaboration rather than competition, broader possibilities emerge. Endless abundance comes from renewable energy, regenerated ecosystems, and human creativity and solidarity. Wikipedia demonstrates how collaborative systems create knowledge greater than individual contributions. As we face genuine resource constraints and diminishing atmospheric space for carbon, we must internalize. Either we all win or we all lose. Abundance requires shifting from perceived scarcity to collective thriving.
We possess a powerful capacity for regeneration, caring for ourselves and others, connecting with nature, replenishing what we use. We naturally support children and friends through challenges, but we must start with ourselves, restoring our energies through meditation, music, exercise, or time in nature. In nature, regeneration means self-healing. Lizards regrowing limbs, humans healing liver damage, whale populations rebounding after whaling bans, Chernobyl's ecosystem flourishing after human abandonment. However, converging environmental crises have nearly extinguished nature's self-renewal capacity. Ecosystem restoration now requires intentional human intervention through rewilding, reforestation with mycorrhizal fungi support, and coral farming. Our survival depends directly on nature. Every breath, drop of water, and morsel of food connects us to it. Beyond survival, our health relies on contact with nature. Practices like Japanese Shinrin-yoku, forest bathing, demonstrate nature's healing power. A regenerative mindset bridges the gap between how nature works and how humans organize life. We must create a garden of intention, filtering every action through one question: does it actively contribute to humans and nature thriving together? Fossil fuels powered modern civilization, lifting billions from poverty through industry, medicine, and agriculture. We must honor this legacy while releasing our grip on it. Continued fossil fuel use is unsupportable. Air pollution alone causes millions of premature deaths annually, alongside devastating ecosystem and climate impacts. Yet this magnitude of change makes societies vulnerable to tribalism and climate denial. During the 2015 Paris negotiations, a bomb discovered at Le Bourget subway station forced a choice: shut down or continue despite risks. Negotiators pressed forward, achieving the landmark Paris Agreement signed by 196 countries. We face dual risks: abrupt changes triggering social upheaval, or insufficient action sparking generational conflict. Syria's 2016 to 2010 drought demonstrates how environmental crises cascade into political instability, contributing to civil war and mass migration that reshaped global politics. To let go of the old world, we must focus on where we're going, not where we've been. Like Nelson Mandela forgiving his captors before walking free, we must intentionally relinquish the fossil fuel-dominated past to make room for the future. When future generations ask what we did at this critical juncture, our answer must be, we did everything necessary. Just as Kennedy's moon landing vision transformed NASA and Churchill's wartime narrative united Britain, we need a new collective story about climate change. The Paris Agreement succeeded because the narrative shifted from impossible to possible as momentum built. We've reached the limits of our planet's ability to sustain life as we know it, and simultaneously, the limits of stories defined by individualism and consumption. Our quest for a regenerative future requires recognizing our shared fate. This means moving beyond consumerism's grip. It means reforesting 900 million hectares that could absorb nearly 70% of all CO2 released since the Industrial Revolution. It means defending truth in an era where false information spreads 6 times faster than facts. It means reclaiming our power as citizens, not just consumers. Let us tell the story of how we pulled back from the brink, took responsibility, and rekindled our relationships with each other and natural systems. A story of great adventure against overwhelming odds. The future isn't written yet. We hold the pen.